Get ready to be inspired. This is Miles of Impact.
Welcome to another episode of Miles of Impact, the official broadcast of the Crossroads of the West Council. I'm your host, Cheryl Winterton, and today we're going to diving into one of the most exciting leadership programs in scouting, National Youth Leadership Training, or NYLT. Every year, leaders from all around the council gather together for an incredible hands-on leadership experience that builds confidence, teamwork, and outdoor skills. Today, we're being joined by our 2025 NYLT course directors, Robert Gower and Tom Otterstrom, as well as two of our experienced staff, Liz Reeder and Ammon Millett. And we're going to explore what makes NYLT such a valuable experience, the impact it has on youth, and how you or your scout can know how to get involved. So let's get started. Tom and Robert, can you tell us a little bit about yourselves? Robert first, how you got involved with NYLT?
Yeah, so I first got involved because a buddy of mine recommended that my nephew attend NYLT way back in the day. And then from there, I had an opportunity to go up and be quartermaster of the day a couple of different times, which was an amazing experience. I got to see some youth really grow and learn. And then last year, I had the opportunity to be a backup course director. And it was amazing to watch youth like Ammon take the program and lead out and say, here's what we're trying to accomplish.
Tom? That's awesome.
Yeah, Cheryl invited me to come up and help on her course that she did. And I had fun with that. I did the food and stuff for them there. And then I've been involved with it ever since. So it's a great program. I think the youth really grow. That's the best part of it, seeing the youth change and develop and grow into stronger leaders. And the friendships that get developed between these young people are amazing.
Absolutely. And you actually answered part of my next question, but we'll go into it a little bit more in depth. Can you describe the overall mission and purpose of NYLT? Tom, do you want to continue on with your statement? Why does it add such a key program for the young leaders?
The lessons that we teach in there give them the opportunity to develop and grow their leadership skills, their communication skills, problem solving. There's all kinds of different lessons and things that we teach, but all these lessons are all reinforced with their troop guides and games with a purpose that come into play with all that. So it's lessons, games, and the experience for them to grow and develop and learn from that and take it back to their units.
Robert, do you want to explain the mission?
So the mission is not a whole lot different than the mission of the Boy Scouts of America, which is to help young people make good and ethical choices going forward. But when it comes to NYLT, I think it adds a little bit more because not only are we encouraging them to make these great choices, but also to lead others to make great choices as well as take it back to their units and become great leaders in their units where they can help out and lead their units rather than just lead themselves.
That's awesome. So Ammon and Liz, you both have experienced NYLT, both as a participant and a staff. What are your biggest takeaways from the experience? And we'll let Ammon go first.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. One of my personal favorite things that I really noticed after the course, which is pretty unfortunate that I noticed it then, but one of my favorite things that I really noticed is the amount of content in the lessons. Now, what I mean by this is that as I've progressed later on in life, going through school and other scout things, I've kind of realized how much it makes a difference of what you put in is what you get out. And so that was one thing that really just stood out to me. All the lessons are fantastic. All the teachers my participant year were amazing. I remember every single one of their names and their faces. I just wish I paid more attention. And it's really stood out to me. And it's nagged me ever since. And it's something that is really life-changing, in my opinion. It will really further your education, and it will teach you skills that you really just can't learn anywhere else.
I think my favorite part of what you just said is that you get out of it what you put into it. And I think that's a good lesson for life. I love that. Liz, do you have anything you want to add?
For me, NYLT was a way to learn, a way to further try and help my troop and learn some good lessons that I've carried on and I've used throughout my life. Even now, as an adult, kind of, I have used those lessons that I learned. And
yeah. Okay, cool. What's one moment from the course that really stood out for both of you? And that can be either as a participant or his staff. Either one. Liz, why don't you go first?
Last year when I was teaching resilience, because that was a lesson that I wasn't really sure about. until I actually got up there and taught it. That day had been really hard for me, but getting up there and teaching about it, that helped make my day so much better.
Okay. Ammon, do you want to take a turn?
One thing that really stood out to me is just the amount of, like I said, content in lessons, but one lesson specifically, stages of team development. My participant year, I remember this lesson so much. I remember this lesson and I had never heard it before. I was like, what in the world is storming? I had no clue. And then the next day, my patrol went into storming like crazy. And it just stood out to me so much. The amount of knowledge that these presentations has given me when I was a participant, that was kind of what made it all click. Hearing that person presenting about it and then seeing it in real time with my patrol, going from not knowing each other at all to having this amazing teamwork and cohesion at the very end of our course, it was something that it stuck with me for.
Oh, yeah. I remember stages of team development. That one was a big one that I used a lot.
Yeah. And I think knowing what the stages of team development are helps you not get so angry when it happens. When storming mm-hmm. happens and you know that that's a natural part of the process, it just kind of makes it a little less hard to get mad, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So for those who aren't familiar, what does a typical NYLT course look like? And I'm going to ask Tom to answer that first. So what does a week look like?
Well, when they arrive, they check in. They're gonna have some lessons that day. We're going to go over youth protection, things like that with them. But then each day there's lessons. And each one of these lessons will have an instructor. Then they'll break out and go with their troop guides and review the lessons, go back through stuff, talk about it. And then there'll be games of different types and activities involved with that. Some of the types of lessons that we'll go through are every day. Each day there's a lesson on communication each morning. And then we go into other stuff. Setting goals, planning, developing your team, Scouter's Edge, solving problems, servant leadership, leading yourself, ethics and value, which is, I think, an important one. And diversity, so they can understand that, resolving conflicts, resilience, and embracing the lead. Those are the basic lessons that we teach. And then we go into breakouts with their troop guides. For that, then we have games that come along the break off of these, where we have pioneering games, we have realistic first aid, we have different challenges, Legos, things like that, that they have to do. It's a busy week for them. They get a lot done.
Absolutely. Robert, do you want to add some key points?
You know, the biggest key point that I'd add, Tom covered a ton of it, but what I really love about NYLT is the fact that, yes, there's a lesson, but then after the lesson, there's an activity of how that lesson applies. And then the really cool part that I think just pulled it around full circle is we try to do a reflection right afterwards. And so that way they can see not only how it applied during that game, but then they can also see how it applies when they take it back to their unit or when they're taking it home to their own families. How to, you know, Liz and Anna both mentioned, you know, going through the stages of team development. And let's face it, that even happens in our own families, that we go through those stages when, you know, someone's away for a while and then they come back, you know, even from scout camp, we go through those stages. And so it's cool to see how they can learn to apply those principles and see how it works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Robert, can you give us the exact dates for this year?
Yeah. So the exact dates this year are going to be June 9th through the 14th at Camp Mapledale. And then the other one is going to be on July 7th through the 12th, also at Camp Mapledale, which puts it just kind of almost right in the middle of the council type of thing. So everyone can attend.
Yeah, absolutely. Mapledale is a beautiful place to have NYLT. It's one of my favorite places, actually. Tom, can you tell us what the requirements are?
Hey, the first requirement is they need to be 13 by the first day of the event, and they need to be a first-class scout.
Yeah, and those are national standards, and we are not allowed to deviate from that. So Thank you for that. I'm going to ask Liz and Ammon a couple more questions. One challenge that some of the scouts facing is covering the cost of NYLT. Did you guys have to raise money to attend, or was that provided for you? How did you guys come up with the money when it was your turn? You want to go first, Ammon?
Yeah, sure. All right. As a young scout, I thought earning $150 was the most impossible task I'd ever do in my entire life. And man, I was wrong. Yes, I did have to fundraise my way to NYLT. However, one thing that I pretty amazing about scouting, in my opinion, through scouting, I've really learned how much I love talking to people. And I've also seen how much people love hearing just stories about anything, really. Stories about what happened at your last scout meeting, what happened at your last scout camp. And so talking to my neighbors, my friends, my family, and just mentioning just, hey, I have this, for example, a beef jerky fundraiser coming up, and I would really, truly love for you to support me in this. It's something that I've learned a lot from, and I think everybody can learn to do. And additionally, I think fundraising, it's a great way to connect with people. As scouts, we're trying to be out in the community and be representatives of what this great organization can do. And so being able to participate in things like that and getting to know people closer, getting to know your neighbors, your community, something that I think is a really great opportunity.
Awesome. Awesome. Speaking of jerky, that's where my scouts are right now. Liz, what are you up to? What are you? Let me say that again. Liz, how did you guys raise money for you to go?
For me, a lot of popcorn, but popcorn wasn't always enough to cover expenses. So I also, when the church left Scouts, the young men stopped putting flags up as their fundraiser. So instead, I took over putting flags up in the neighborhood for flag holidays. And that's how I got there.
Nice. Nice. I like that idea. So again, the question goes out to both of you. What advice would you give to a scout who wants to go but isn't sure how to pay for it? Liz, I'm going to let you go first this time.
Figuring out, sometimes jerky and popcorn don't work for you. For me, I struggled with both of those because no matter how hard I pitched, a lot of people would ignore me. So I started up with the flags and going around my neighborhood. I know a couple of other people who raised money in different ways. Selling magnets, selling bread, selling, I don't even know. They're working hard. We'll get you further in.
Absolutely. I know I've got a couple neighbors recently that asked me if I had some scouts that would be willing to come wash some windows. So that might be our next fundraiser. I don't think it's a bad idea. Ammon, do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to double down a little bit on what Liz said. I think that's a really great thing, that find your passion, find what you like doing, and do it. I mean, Scouts is such a varied program. You have so many opportunities to grow and advance. If you don't like going out and talking to random people in the front of an IFA store like I do, then don't go sell jerky. Who knows? You can go and you can wash windows. You can do service for other people. Get your name out there. Do what you'd like to do. One thing that I just really quickly would like to say about this, I actually have this experience currently going on right now. I hope he's listening to this podcast. But one of my friends in my venturing crew, he is really interested in going to NYLT, and his only block is fundraising. He doesn't know how to get the money for it. And so fundraising is a great opportunity. You can have so many things. You can get, that sounds really greedy. Let me restart. It's a really great opportunity, like I said earlier, to connect with people and to get to know people further. And you'd be surprised at how many people are willing to support you. And so just getting out there, putting yourself out there, being friendly, being kind, and being able to accept rejections, it's a really great thing. Again, kind of what Liz said, finding your passion and finding what you want to do and just taking it from there.
Absolutely. Tom and Robert, and I'm going to direct this one towards Robert. Are there any scholarships or fundraising opportunities available to scouts currently?
Great question.
I just think you've been mentioned a couple times.
Yeah. So first and foremost, I would tell you, use as much of your popcorn sales and jerky sales as possible, or whatever your unit does for fundraising. The other thing that some units do, and not all units, but some units actually have a training budget. that they've set aside money for in their units to help send kids as well as adults to training. And so it's appropriate to go ask your scoutmaster or ask your leader if there is any training funds that you can use. And then from there, last but not least, is there are a few limited scholarships that are available on the council's website that you can apply for if you are in a financial situation where you need help. It's not a full scholarship. It's only a partial scholarship, but you can apply for those. Like I said, it is very limited. So I would tell you, reach out to your units first and foremost, and fundraising isn't a bad way of doing it. Asking a grandparents to, you know, a little, asking them isn't a bad way either as well.
Absolutely. Tom, do you have anything, any other ideas you can add?
Yeah, you can always ask for it for Christmas or your birthday. Parents, grandparents, things like that are always looking for something, and that's an easy way to get there.
Absolutely.
I had scouts that used to do that all the time for scout camp. I want to go scout camp for Christmas. So, you know, they still get other stuff, but that was one of their big presents. So yeah. Anyway.
Absolutely. And actually, I'll be honest, all my grandkids are in scouts here in Utah, and we spend less money on Christmas presents. We buy experiences, and one of the experiences we buy for them is scouting. So that's where a lot of their presents come from, is us paying for their scouting. So I think that's great. Tom, why do you think NYLT is a great investment of time and money for young leaders?
Well, it's a double-edged sword there, because for the leaders, if you've got youth that learn how to lead and do their job, we don't have to fill in those other positions. Where if for the youth, it's a growth experience for them where they grow and develop. You know, Ammon's a perfect example. I've watched him the last couple of years grow through NYLT and through the Order of the Arrow. And, you know, he's turned into an amazing leader. He's a perfect example of what we are building and developing and trying to make these programs accomplish. And watching these young men grow, that's why I'm still involved. Well, young people grow now. Because, you know, when I have bad days and I'm mad at something or something, I used to go down to the Cub Scouts and watch the Cub Scouts come in there. And, you know, they'd come in and do their thing and have their thing. And it puts everything back into perspective for you on why we do this. And the youth are what it's all about.
Absolutely. As a current Scoutmaster, I know my life got much easier when I sent three of my youth to NYLT last year. And over the last year, I've slowly backed into that Scoutmaster's chair. And I'm spending a lot more time in it because my youth are trained and they know what they're doing. And I'm giving them more and more and more authority, responsibility. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. They can step right on up and right into it if we train them. And that's the whole thing. They need to be trained and they need to feel that we're supporting them in that training. So thank you for that. Ammon, why would you recommend NYLT to other scouts?
Man, this is a great question. So there's a couple things that have really, I guess, I've had a light bulb moment on, or that have really clicked. And I'm pretty certain when I say this, I think all of them have been relating to Scout. Two of them have really stood out to me, though, that I've never really seen any other program work as good as these have. And they are venturing and NYLT. So these two things, the things that we like teach at NYLT, they're not taught in school. And they are really amazing. If you analyze the goals and like the mission statement that Robert and Tom talked about earlier of scouting and NYLT, it's really the NYLT essentially summarizes all of that. One of the best courses, in my opinion, that I've ever seen to really get everyone involved, and that just builds and builds and builds. And it sets an amazing ground floor for everybody. So no matter where you are at, if you are a brand new scout who just turned 13 the day before the course and got their first class 2 weeks before, it will teach you as much, you could get as much out of it as someone who's 17, who's working on their Eagle Scout and who's almost out of the program. It really, truly is an amazing program. And I just can't say enough how amazing it is. I have a great passion for it, which is why I've done it for, I don't know, almost 4 years now. And so it's really a truly amazing program. And so I really encourage everyone to go. I promise it will be the most memorable week of your life, whether for good or for bad. It will be amazing.
Hopefully for good.
Definitely for good.
For good, yeah. For sure. Liz, I'm going to ask you the same question. Why would you recommend NYLT to other scouts?
Well, I wanted to be a scout since I was very little. And when they let me in, I was thrilled. NYLT, you learn things at NYLT that you can't, or rather, you will have difficult time learning elsewhere. You can never start learning too early. And NYLT is a really good way to start down that path.
Awesome. All right. If a scout is on the fence about attending, what would you say to convince them to do it, to just sign up and come? Liz, do you have any ideas on how you'd convince them to come?
It can't hurt. I mean, you go to a camp where you meet new people and make new friends. You get new experiences. And you learn some really good things while you're there.
Okay. Ammon, I'm going to throw that same question out to you. How would you convince somebody that's on the fence about coming? How would you get them to do that last sign up?
Now, one thing I would usually do, I'd usually make them pinky promise me that they're going to come, but that hasn't worked out very well in the past. So One thing that I would just really like to emphasize to anybody is I have heard so many great things about NYLT from my own mouth, from advisors' mouths, from scoutmasters' mouths, seeing how their youth have been transformed and just supercharged, I guess, after this course. And It's something that I can't fathom any other thing really working as well as NYLT has. It's an amazing program. It's only 1 week. It's an amazing opportunity. I know some people might not like making new friends, might not enjoy getting up and having to speak in front of people, but these things are so amazing. I have found a true passion for all of these things really from NYLT. And so I love memories. And it, like I said, it's an amazing week. You all make so many memories. And it's an amazing program. I strongly urge everybody to go.
You know what they say, scouting is a game with a purpose, and NYLT is 1 week long game.
1 week long game.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite part of NYLT is watching, you know, you scouts come along and do some absolutely amazing things. I love going and watching the presentations and just seeing the improvement from when you guys were on as participants to being on staff and being SPLs and all the other positions that you can have and the amazing difference that there is. I get so excited when I watch it. Robert and Tom, my last question for you guys is there any final words of encouragement for scouts or parents? Because realistically, scouts aren't coming unless the parents are on board. How are we going to get them to consider this year? And let's ask Robert first.
Well, first off, I have to just kind of backtrack for half a second. If you want your youth around amazing people, the best of the best of the best, kind of like the whole men in the back. Why are we here? We're here because we're looking for the best of the best. You hang around these youth that lead NYLT. And when I say lead, they run the show, and the adults are not running the show at NYLT. And if you're a parent or a scout leader and you want to come up and see what that looks like, I would tell you it is really impressive to watch. The youth are the ones that build their presentations. The youth are the ones that organize how they're accomplishing the different tasks and whatnot. The youth are the ones that are planning the activities and are running the activities. It is just an amazing experience to see these youth take off and run a program. Not just walk through a program or try to follow something. They run it like they own it. And these kids, like Liz and Ammon, they run it, and they run it to amazing levels. So if I was going to say anything to parents, I'd tell you simply this. It was the best investment I made in my nephew over a decade ago. It was an amazing investment that I made in my daughter to send her last year. And will I make the investment in my two Cub Scout boys? Absolutely, without a question, as soon as they're old enough to go. Those kids come back and they learn how to communicate better. My daughter, she's now 14, and she communicates a lot better with me than she did a year and a half ago. I can't speak for every parent, but I kind of get tired of the teenager that only knows three words. And not at this time, or leave me alone,
yeah,
type of thing. And you
for
know
sure.
what? It changes that. My daughter creates eye contact. We have real conversations. Mm-hmm. She asks me real questions. I give her real answers and vice versa. Those are the things that are just make all the difference. And so that's why I tell you, parents, sign them up. Even if they're tenderfoot or second class right now, sign them up right now and then help them get to, help them, encourage them to work with their scout leaders to get them up to first class by the time the course starts. They can do it.
Absolutely.
It's not hard. They just got to put in the effort. And you know what? The great thing about this is we talk about goal setting and setting and creating a vision for yourself. And so things like that help them recognize where they can lead themselves, not only in scouting, but for the rest of their lives. We got some amazing leaders like Liz and Ammon.
Absolutely. Tom, do you have anything you want to add to that on encouraging scout leaders and parents?
Just a couple things. Go have fun, meet people, and make friends. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I can tell you that my youngest daughter got involved in NYLT. I'm not going to tell you how long ago it was because that makes me look old, but it was a while ago. And she actually took all the skills that she learned at NYLT. She turned around and taught them at college, and it paid for part of college for her to teach the communication skills. And now she's a teacher, and that's what she does with all those skills that she learned. And she's a good teacher. So it's a great program. I want to send out a great big huge thank you to our guests today, Robert and Tom and Liz and Ammon. I've watched all of these people work really hard in getting this program going, and I am so excited for this year's course. If you're a young leader looking to take the skills to the next level, NYLT is the most incredible opportunity. The summer's courses at Mapledale will provide training, friendships for sure, and confidence that you need to grow as a leader in scouting and for your real life afterwards. So to learn more about how to sign up for NYLT 2025, visit utahscouts.org/NYLT. And don't wait, because it's going to fill up quick. Thank you for joining us for Miles of Impact. Be sure to subscribe and share this episode with your fellow scouts. And stay tuned for more stories of leadership, service, training, and adventure. See you next time.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Miles of Impact. Together, we're building a legacy of service, adventure, and leadership that reaches every corner of our community. Want to learn more about how scouting makes a difference? Visit us online at utahscouts.org and be part of the journey. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, family, and fellow scouters, because every mile we travel together. Until next time, keep making an impact. And keep the adventure alive.